lick your bits and then my lips. Then I get away.
Good morning, this is Olivia
and Charlie
with your 9am Zedlines. In local news, diehard Lord of the Rings fans are descending upon the Gold Coast Home of the Arts to experience a version of J.R.R. Tolkien's legendary fantasy epic that sees actor musicians take centre stage. Student Andrew Kassab said, having the hobbits playing the instruments while doing the storytelling really works in favour of Tolkien's style of writing. It shows what we can present on the Gold Coast in terms of theatre.
A report done on the Queensland branch of the trade union CFMEU has revealed allegations of violence, misogyny and intimidation. Some extreme examples of threats include union officials telling people, "We know where you live." Commission's barrister, Geoffrey Watson, found the union deliberately breached its anti-violence policy to further its agenda.
In national news, a man in New South Wales has died from a bat bite. The man in his 50s contracted the first confirmed case of Australian bat Lyssa virus in New South Wales, the fourth recorded case in Australia. New South Wales Health describes the virus as a rabies-like infection that affects the body's central nervous system. Once symptoms of the virus appear, there is no effective treatment.
Fishermen have spotted bioluminescent algae off the coast of Warina Cove, south of Adelaide. In early July, Green Senator Sarah Hanson-Young called on the Prime Minister to declare a national disaster over the state's ongoing fish kill problem, claiming the beaches had become a fish kill graveyard. According to the South Australian Environment Protection Authority, the bioluminescent algae can eat the Carinia micimatoi algal bloom species that has been destroying the ocean over the past few months.
In international news, more than 200 Chinese kindergarten students from Gansu province were hospitalised due to lead poisoning from contaminated meals. The food items, including a three-colour breakfast cake and a sausage dish, were found to contain lead levels thousands of times above the national safety limit. Investigations reveal that the school staff added industrial-grade paint to the food to enhance its appearance. Authorities have arrested 8 individuals, including the school principal and key staff members, on charges of producing and serving harmful food.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 18 degrees with an expected maximum of 22. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 9am. We'll be back at 10am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zz.org.au.
Clancestry returns to